Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer, and as we head into what is by now count one of the six remaining weekends before September, we're calling for a midsummer checklist checkoff, and we want to hear from you. Tell us one New York item you've always wanted to check off your summer to-do list that you finally got around to this year, and one you really want to get done before fall. Call us. The number's 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. We want to hear about the ones particularly to the summer of 2013 and also your perennial favorites. Did you brave the crowds and elbow your way into a screening at Bryant Park for the first time? Maybe you were inspired by Governor Christie and those Stronger Than the Storm commercials and finally got down to the Jersey Shore for a weekend. Call us and tell us, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We also want to hear what you haven't gotten around to yet this year. Unfortunately, if the Rain Room at MoMA was on your list, that item will probably go unchecked unless you manage to get into it before it closes this weekend. If you want to catch a show at Maxwell's in Hoboken before it closes, you'd better hurry up. Maxwell's closes on July 31st. But there's still plenty of time for a Cyclones game at Coney Island or a summer stage concert in Central Park. Tell us what's left on your summer checklist, and you might inspire some others out there. 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Now, here's a few recommendations from inside the building here at WNYC. The executive producer of Soundcheck, Joel Meyer, this summer has checked off his list, the Greenwood Cemetery exhibit, which is called A Beautiful Way to Go at the Museum of the City of New York. He lives a block from the Greenwood Cemetery in Sunset Park, so he enjoyed that. Left to do a bike tour of the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Does that inspire you? What do you want to get done? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We heard from David Krasnow, the senior editor of Studio 360, whose daughter, Louisa, so she wants to ride the shark boat and go to Luna Park. Lital Malad of Studio 360, she saw the James Turrell at Guggenheim and still plans to hit Governor's Island. Alana Casanova-Burgess from The Brian Lehrer Show. Another Greenwood Cemetery mention. She visited Greenwood Cemetery. She's already gotten that done, though she notes that wasn't a very ambitious thing to check off her list. But she still has left to do riding her bike at the Rockaways. What do you want to get done before the end of the summer? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Robert in Long Island, how about you?
Hi, good morning. What I wanted to get done was sell my home and move to New York City, and I accomplished that this summer.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do now that you're here?
Now, I want to buy an apartment in New York City, and I'm actively looking. I'm subletting a place in the Lower East Side, and I love the neighborhood.
So what are you writing down now that you are an official New York City resident? What do you want to do that you've never done in the city?
Well, I really want to live there. I want to enjoy it. I work there. I want to wake up in New York and go to bed in New York.
Well, congratulations. You're well on your way. Welcome to New York City.
Thank you.
We are also hearing from some other folks in the building. Caledonia Kearns, who's the Associate Director of Institutional Giving here at WNYC and New York Public Radio, she went to Shakespeare in the Park and Celebrate Brooklyn this summer. She wants to get out to Coney Island. That's still left to do. We also heard from Ellen Mayer, Studio 360 intern. She watched the Mad Hatter dance across the tea table at Then She Fell by Third Rail Projects. And before the summer fades away, she wants to get on that hipster bus out to the Rockaways and check out the Brooklyn surf scene. What is on your list for the rest of the summer? Jessica at Rockefeller University, how about you?
Well, I bought three-day pass tickets to the Governor's Ball for the very first time. And this year we just happened to get rained out by, I don't know if it was torrential downpour or like the entire ocean falling the first day, but it was great.
And was that the super muddy day? Because I was on the subway one night and everyone was just boots deep in mud.
Yeah, my apologies for that, because that was definitely us. Yeah, it was knee-deep mud. People were walking barefoot because they didn't want to lose their shoes. And there's definitely a sense of camaraderie, though, because it was like, I'm a mud monster, you're a mud monster, let's be friends. But it was great.
So you're at Rockefeller University. Are you new to the city?
I moved from Montana a year ago.
You moved from Montana a year ago. What's left on your list of the things you want to do in New York City this summer?
Well, I have two things specific to this summer. Next week, there's a breaking, well, I guess starting tonight, but going through next week, there's a Breaking Bad marathon at the Lincoln Center, which I'm incredibly excited for. I haven't seen the first few seasons in a few years, and I'm excited to see it with a big group of people. And I'm right next to the Roosevelt Island tram, so someday I'll hopefully ride across.
Oh, it's totally, totally worth it. Thanks so much for your call, Jessica.
Thanks so much.
We heard from Lothar in our comments. For years, I've meant to go to the Museum of the Hispanic Society of America in Audubon Terrace, and I finally got there. He says it's a terrific collection in a beautiful old building, yet it's almost deserted. More people should go. So you hear that? More people should go. The phone number to call with your summer to-dos, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. For me, my summer to-do list that I've already gotten done was going out to Fire Island, and I have to tell you, it's totally worth it. You get out to the ferry, and then you're on an island with no cars, and the quiet is just remarkable. It feels like you are worlds away, and the people there who live there and have businesses there were so excited to welcome me because they've done some rebuilding after Sandy. So they wanted me to tell all my friends that restaurants were open and they were ready for business. So that's what I'm doing. Go to Fire Island. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Noah Cardis Fine in listener services here at WNYC says what he checked off was grilling a pineapple. Got that done here in New York City this summer. And before the end of the summer, before September, he wants to spend more time on rooftops before summer's end. That is a good one. Amy O'Hara, the manager of corporate underwriting here at New York Public Radio, she says she has a 1.5-year-old, so she wanted to go to Bear Mountain with a group of friends so the kids could use the pool, we could barbecue, hike, and just have fun. And she's finally getting to it this weekend. On her list of to-dos, still yet to go, is to go out to Fire Island. She's never been, even as with her husband, a local New Yorker who's never made that trip. James in Manhattan, how about you? What's on your summer to-do list? Oops, do we lose you there?
Sure.
There you are. James in Manhattan, tell us what your summer to-do list includes.
Yeah, actually, one of my to-do lists is to go to the Jersey Shore. I've never been there. But I actually called to tell the woman that has not taken the Roosevelt Island tram yet. I take it regularly because I work over there. It's so quick that she could just stop on her way to Duane Reade or the grocery store, take it, and come right back. And it's on a MetroCard, and it's a free transfer.
And it's very easy. I love that tram over. What I like to do is catch the F train and then go to Jackson Heights and get Indian food. That's one of my favorite trips on a summertime
afternoon.
The tram
is the cheapest tourist attraction in the city, and it never gets old.
Thanks so much for your call, James. Papa in Manhattan, how about you? How about Cece in Montclair, New Jersey?
Hi, I'm on the air. I can't believe it. I wanted to go to, I'm a big Gene Kelly fan, and I found out that Lincoln Center has a series of his movies, so I want to take my kids to see Gene Kelly on the big screen at Lincoln Center. And my kids have never been to see the Statue of Liberty, so that's on our list. And not in New York, but we wanted to go to the Jersey Balloon Fest, which is actually this weekend.
And you're going to make it out there this weekend? The Jersey. Now, is that hot air balloons? What kind of balloons?
It's a hot air balloon fest. We've never been. I heard it's pretty amazing. They have hundreds of balloons that go off in the morning and at night. So I'm excited to see it for the first time.
And that sounds pretty special. Thanks so much for your call. Now we've got you, Papa, in Manhattan. How about you? What's on your summer to-do list?
I have to visit New York City landmarks. I've been here for 20 years, and I've never been anywhere. My biggest regret is to never have been to the Twin Towers. So for the first time this summer, I took the tram to Roosevelt Island with my children.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. So before the end of summer, I have to go to the Statue of Liberty. I have to go to the top of the Empire State Building. I have to. There's no sense of living here for 20 years and not knowing any of those things.
So Empire State Building, what are the other landmarks still on your list to do?
I have to go to the Statue of Liberty. Definitely, I want to go there. I also want to take my children simply to the city and walk around and just enjoy this beautiful city. I live in, I work in Harlem. I'm always in Harlem. This is just not right. I have to get out.
Well, do it. We only got 6 weekends left in summer, Papa. Have a good weekend this summer.
I will. I'm a teacher. I have a lot of time. So okay. I'm on vacation.
Good. Carla in Astoria, how about you? What's left on your to-do list?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. Well, I was saying one of the things I've always wanted to do was to have a film play in New York City, and that's actually going to be happening. My film, A Swingin' Trio, is going to be playing at the Wild Project on August 8th, and I'm just losing my mind with excitement.
Well, that's really exciting. A movie you made is getting shown in New York City.
Yeah, we want everybody in the world to come on out, you know, and check it out. And the thing that I haven't done is my husband and I, who's the writer-director, Calvin Phillips, is rest. So that's part of what we're trying to find out, how to make that happen. But that'll be after the film.
Well, tell me again, what's the name of your movie and where can people see it?
The name of the movie is it's a swingin' trio, but the website is aswingintrio.com, swingin' take the G off the end, aswingintrio.com, and it's going to be playing at the Wild Project, which is downtown on 3rd Street, as part of the Fordham Theater Program's Alumni International, it's a Cannes Film Festival. There's a whole 2 weekends of cool stuff happening with Fordham alumni.
Oh.
And I am a Fordham alumni, so I'm lucky enough to have my film play on the 8th at the Wild Project.
Well, congratulations, Carla. That's pretty exciting.
It'll be fun.
We also have gotten a lot of calls about Roosevelt Island, that tram, but also we heard from Laura, who says she's visited the Four Freedoms Park on Roosevelt Island that's recently opened, and it's a reminder of what could be and what is a beautiful spot, that Four Freedoms Park on Roosevelt Island. Tom and Chelsea, how about you? What's left on your summer to-do list?
Is that me?
Tom?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Go
okay.
for it.
I'm going to go see Midsummer Night's Dream, performed by the Classical Theater of Harlem in Marcus Garvey Park tonight at 7 o'clock. And they're playing through July 30th, and it's free. They're wonderful.
I love free things to do in the summer in New York City. Now, what have you already done in New York City that you'd recommend for others?
Well, for the people who are taking the tram, I would recommend them walking down Roosevelt Island to see the new Four Freedoms Park, which is really beautiful.
Well, thanks so much for your call. I just said that Four Freedoms Park. Now, the tram may be a little crowded if all of you head there this weekend, so maybe try to coordinate a little bit so it's not too much for all of us together. I will be back on Monday. Brian Lehrer is on his annual summer vacation. That's on his to-do list. Have a great weekend. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer.